All right, George Lindquist, Vice President for the Michigan United Conservation Clubs, is here with us again. Welcome back, George.
Great to be here, Adam.
Well, I appreciate your time and want to have you in today to talk about a couple things. I want to get into the Habitat Winter Habitat Work Group that you're a part of. It's kind of a neat deal, and you just had a meeting here recently, but let's save that for the second half.
All right.
I want to start with the hot topic right now. I want us to talk about the new bill that has passed through the Senate committee panel and on to the Senate.
Correct.
And that is to remove wolves from the endangered species list. This is not a rider like the last time we were talking.
No, it's not a rider, but it's a like a bill package. There's several things in this bill, but it's the I believe it's called the Congressional Sportsman Act. So there's a few things in it, and of course, for the people of the Upper Peninsula and the Great Lakes, this wolf bill is a big part of that.
So this is not going to. Is it possible that this could be carved up, I guess is what I'm trying to say, compared to the last time?
Well, this is a much smaller bill. You know, the last one was put on, tried to attach to the congressional funding. No, this is more of a standalone bill dealing with sportsmen outdoor issues.
All right, so this is really the reason I wanted to have you on. If you think it's time for wolves to be managed from a science-based biologic study standpoint by our own DNR locally instead of from Washington, D.C., then we need to have our voices heard. We need to actually take action to let our representatives that are going to be voting on this bill that this is what we want. So I guess that's what I'm trying to say is it's time to actually pick up the phone and take action.
Yes, it is. It really is. We've got to really show support from the Upper Peninsula here on this, and our legislators really need to hear on this. And it's not at the state level; it's the federal level, and that's where this is, of course. And you know, we don't want the federal government telling us what we can and cannot do as far as managing wildlife. I mean, that's a state issue, and of course, they've supposed to have been off the endangered species list for 15, 16 years now, so
yeah,
it's really time to move on.
They achieved the goal that was set to reestablish wolves in the UP, and they've exceeded that.
Yes, many times over they have. So, yeah, we're way over from what the goals needed to be to take them off the list.
All right, so let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Who should they be calling?
I recommend calling Senator Gary Peters to begin with because he's been one of the people against taking them off the endangered species list and trying to keep them on the list forever, I guess. But he needs to know that that's not the feelings of the people of the Upper Peninsula. That's something that needs to be really drilled into his head that, you know, we have issues up here and we need to be able to manage the wildlife. And to think that the federal government ought to be doing it out of Washington, D.C., well, essentially some judge in Washington, D.C., telling us that we can or cannot manage wildlife is kind of ridiculous. So Gary Peters needs to hear about it. Senator Stabenow needs to hear about it. And as soon as it gets this gets passed by the Senate, well, then, of course, Representative Dan Benyshek is going to have to hear about it. And of course, he supports delisting wolves, but we need to hear his voice loud and clear on this.
We need to tell him
we haven't been.
Okay. All right, so let's get these two phone numbers out before we run out of time here. U.S. Senator Gary Peters, call 202-224-6221. And Senator Stabenow, 202-224-4822. And we'll put these numbers on our Facebook page, both in the link to the blog of this audio, as well as in a separate post. So let them know your thoughts about this bill and how they should vote. George, if you'll hang around with us, I'd like to talk to you about the Winter Habitat Work Group that you're a part of. Just had a meeting here to talk about the habitat moving forward and like to hear about the kind of a progress report.
Great.
All right.
Love to do that.
All right. We'll get back with George Lindquist, Vice President for the Michigan United Conservation Clubs, in our next Outdoor Report later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.